Welcome, everybody. Shir number 1110. We're learning today. Lila Nishmas Moshe Doif and Rabbi Aaron Zissel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lufur Shalema Sara Fega Basle Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Zareya planting. Okay, we're sort of coming to the end. We have a few more ins and outs to go through. And then I think we would like to start Bezras Hashem, the Malacha of Tzad and Shoichet, which go together a little bit. What am I trying to get at? The insect, sort of like the insect part of it. A lot of times people, there's a fly, there's a bee, there's, it might sting, it might not sting, I'm walking, is it a problem if there's ants on the floor, how do we work with it? And the malacha of Tzad capturing and Shoichet, slaughtering, actually, shechting, go together. Nobody's taking an animal and going to shecht on Shabbos. That's not the issue. But, we're gonna see that drawing blood is somebody scratches themselves and they bleed is a problem. But that's not so much the point. I wanna try and get to the insect part of it, which is like killing an insect, right? There's a spider and I wanna kill the spider. Is that a problem on Shabbos? We're gonna see how that works. It's taka a problem. You're not allowed to kill an insect. What do you mean? But there's a spider on the wall. I want to kill it. You can't do that. Could I capture it? Could I put a cup over it? Is that a problem? So that will be the malacha of tzad. But we have to see exactly how that works. There's also chayresh, plowing. There's quite a number of malachas, but I'm just talking. We're trying to work on the outdoor malachas, and especially in the warmer weather, you have a lot of insects around, and a lot of times people want to know what to do. And these various different type of things. And then possibly after that, we'll get back to the malach of chayresh, plowing, which is, like we said, a little bit of a cousin to zareya planting and koitzer uprooting. So we'll try and do all three together, but I'd like to possibly work on the insect part in reference to how to work with it, and this is something that comes up all the time on Shabbos. Now, just trying to do a few more ins and outs, touch-ups, if you want to call it, on the Malach of Zareya. Brings down the Sefer Lamentos Malachos on page 276. We spoke about the plant, if a plant tipped over, an indoor plant, let's say somebody's an indoor plant, it tipped over, the flower pot with the plant or whatever, it tipped over and spilled the dirt spilled on the floor. So we said the dirt, is not allowed, the dirt would not be allowed to be put back into the plant container because doing so, in effect, improves the soil of the plant, improves the plant, and may be considered the Malacha of he brings down Chayresh, and we said also Zareya, because again, when you're improving the soil, it's a question of Chayresh, which is plowing. When you're improving the plant, it's a question of Zareya planting. And when you're uprooting the plant from its place of nourishment, that is a question of koitzer uprooting. But we want to keep in mind that we spoke about last year, koitzer is uprooting the plant from its source of growth. It is not doing an act of stopping something that is giving it nutrition, like for example the water flow, to turn off the water we spoke about and all that. Okay, but the point I want to make is over here that he does bring down if an indoor plant did indoor plant tipped over and spilled out, the dirt may be swept away or discarded. The dirt itself, we spoke about the plant, how to work, because that could be problematic, but if it's on a dirt ground. But if it's indoors, outdoors is a different story, because if it's on soil, that we said you have to leave, that's already, if the plant tipped over outside, let's say somebody's plant tipped over outside and it's on a dirt ground, that you have to be extremely careful just to leave it, and that's it, because you're running into major problems over there. But over here we're talking about the house itself. Inside the house itself, so then you want to just sweep away the dirt, so then you're not, you're doing a kalachiyad or whatever the case is, and it's, even though it's muksi, you're not touching with your hands, you have to be careful not to sweep the dirt back into the flower pot. Okay. So that's one thing he brings down. Another thing he brings down, a lot of times sometimes people have plants. I know growing up, we used to have, it's come to something called a Diefenbacher. My father, Olav Shalom, used to always say that when you touch it, it's poison. It's such a plant with these big giant leaves. I don't know I'm sure you have other plants like that also, but this Diefenbacher type thing, or any plant that could be toxic or harmful, and sometimes there's little kids or even adults that it's a problem for them, right? Or sometimes, let's say in this case of this plant, where they'll touch the little kids, kids around, they'll touch the leaves and they'll touch their mouth. So that's in this Diefenbacher type plant or this other type of plants that might, where the leaves are toxic or harmful and little kids are around or somebody has guests or whatever and they realize, hey, one second, we have those two plants over there. If the kid touches it and then puts his finger in his mouth, it's a dangerous thing. So it brings down on page 275, there's a Sefer Lamed Tes Malacha, Sefer Lamed Tes Malacha on page 275, although houseplants are muksa, in general houseplants muksa, we spoke about that there are some who are makel, if it's for noi, for fanciness of the house, okay, but be it as it may, in all cases, he brings down toxic or harmful plants may be moved to be placed out of reach of children who can be hurt by them, right? If this type of plant are, like we said, the leaves or whatever might have some poisonous thing or could be for an adult possibly or whatever the case is, if they touch it and then touch it and stick it and put it in their mouth. So that's what he brings down. These toxic or harmful plants may be moved to a place out of reach of children who can be hurt by the plants. However, he does say, when moving these plants, care must be taken not to put them where the growing conditions are better than before. In other words, you know, you can't move the plant to a place where it's pitch dark and then put it on a windowsill where the sun's, you know, shining in. You can't do that. You can't move the plant from, especially if it has a hole in it, the flower pot or the plant pot, you can't move it to a place where there's no dirt, you know, like a wooden floor, and onto a place where there is dirt, that you know, where it's soil. We said you can't do that either, because that's a question of zereya planting. If you're putting it in on a windowsill where the sun is shining in, that's also a question of planting. So one has to be careful when moving these plants. Good, you can move. However, care must be taken not to put them where the growing conditions are better than before. Or he brings down another example, improved temperatures possibly, or sunlight, like we said. Likewise, they may not be placed outdoors on the grass or the soil. Right? Good. A person will say, like we just said before, I'll go put it outside of my lawn. Right? Good. The plants, I want to take them outside. It's Shabbos and the little children, they'll touch it. They'll touch their mouth or their eyes or whatever the case is. So fine, I'll take the plant. If I'm allowed to move it already, I'll go and put it outside on the grass. Can't do that, right? So one has to be extremely careful. Unless they put it on the grass and there's something underneath. We spoke about that. If there's a plastic underneath, there's various different materials, which we spoke about the flower pot, but especially if the flower pot has some sort of a hole on the bottom, even a tiny, small little hole, putting it on the grass can do. But if you put down like a plastic bag, and on, you put the plant on the plastic bag, closed plastic bag, right? In other words, meaning there's a separation between the soil and the plant, so that would be fine as long as you're taking it from a place in the house where it was either wood or marble or tile or whatever. It wasn't soil. It was the plant was not getting nutrition. Now you put it outside in a place where there's an air or whatever, backyard or whatever. So and now you're putting it on the grass. Fine, no problem. As long as you have you put it on a plastic bag or you put it onto something whereby it's not on the soil itself and it's not getting nutrition, because then you're taking it from a place that it's not getting nutrition with, which is indoors, and now you're putting it outside onto the grass or soil where it is getting nutrition. So that is the malacha of Zareya. So that's another thing that a person should just be careful with. He brings down also, even during the week, it could be a problem. One should be extremely careful if these things are taka dangerous and so on. Okay, thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch, a cult of